This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. Mr. Modi was speaking at Ranchi in Jharkhand after laying the foundation stone and dedicating to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees through video conferencing. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Earlier, the Prime Minister was scheduled to flag off the trains from Tata Nagar in Jamshedpur, but his helicopter could not take off due to inclement weather conditions, so he had to launch the projects from Ranchi. The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, PMAYG, to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters of 32,000 houses to beneficiaries of PMAYG. Prime Minister Modi reached Ahmedabad in Gujarat this evening. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will interact with the beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and inaugurate the fourth edition of a renewable energy conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. In the evening, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today appealed to the students to explore opportunities in the field of technology beyond government jobs. The Vice President was addressing a function after inaugurating the digital tower at Ramdev Baba University in Nagpur. The 12-story tower features modern digital classrooms for computer science and engineering students. The Vice President emphasized the potential of quantum computing and green hydrogen. Earlier in the day, Vice President Dhankar inaugurated Constitution Temples at the 434 Industrial Training Institutes across Maharashtra through video conferencing at an event in Mumbai. The Constitution Temples have been designed to educate students about the importance and sanctity of the Constitution of India. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced that he will resign from the chief ministerial post after 2 days. The Aam Aadmi Party AAP national convener said in the next couple of days a meeting of the party MLAs will be held to decide a new chief minister. Addressing the AAP workers at the party office in the national capital today, Mr. Kejriwal demanded that the assembly polls in Delhi, which is due in February next year, should be held in November this year along with elections in Maharashtra. The Supreme Court on Friday had granted bail to the chief minister in a corruption case related to the excise policy scam. Meanwhile, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi has alleged that Arvind Kejriwal's announcement is a direct acceptance of the allegations of corruption charges against him. He was addressing the media at the party headquarters in Delhi this afternoon. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address 3 rallies tomorrow at Ramban, Kishtwar and Patar areas of the Chenab Valley. 8 assembly constituencies of the Chenab Valley in Jammu division are going to the polls in the first phase. In West Bengal, former principal of R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh, and former officer in charge of Talapoli Station, Abhijit Mondal, were sent to 3 days CBI custody. They were introduced before the Sialdaha court today. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, last night arrested both the accused in the case related to the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at R.G. Kerr Medical College in Kolkata. There were allegations against them for tampering with the evidences and delay in filing the FIR in the incident. In badminton, India's rising star Anmol Kaur secured her first individual senior international title by winning the women's singles event at the Belgian International 2024 at Leuven in Belgium. In a remarkable display of skill and determination, the 17-year-old overcame Denmark's Amalie Schultz. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh tomorrow due to deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal. The IMD said the deep depression is likely to weaken into depression and move northwestwards across Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh during the next 48 hours. And with that, we end this news bulletin.